We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
But she said, my husband bought a tape recorder. I didn't have any tapes in those days, you know. But my husband bought a tape recorder, and we couldn't come in the daytime because he worked at night. He'd bring us, and so we got somebody to record those day teachings, you know, on that reel-to-reel tape. And, of course, here, just in the home, nothing else to do, you know. No, I couldn't do housework. And so the lady, I'd have her to put that tape on. I couldn't even turn it over. And I listened and listened and listened and listened and listened and listened. Nothing else to do over a period of several years. And she said, you know, my faith began to take hold little by little, just little by little. And, I remember she said to another, I'm so glad, she said, for the first time in all these years, I can get up and get my husband's breakfast, get him off to work.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The mother, I laid hands on her in the wheelchair. She's filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues, and eventually the daddy was too. I laid hands on the mother and prayed for healing, but no results. Now why? I knew why. That's the reason I kept trying to help her faith. She don't believe that. She just can't believe that. I said to her, you can be healed just as easily as the little girl was healed. She said, I wished I could believe that. I wished I could believe it. I said, you can be healed just as easily as you received the gift of the Holy Ghost and began speaking with other tongues. She said, I wished I could believe it. Is that easy? I wished I could believe that. You see where a problem is? Well, next year was over in Graham, Texas, the meeting. They was in that meeting. She's still in a wheelchair. I'm back a couple of years later to Jacksboro. She's still in a wheelchair. And several years went by. Oh, about five, I guess, altogether. Several, at least. And she wrote me a letter. Oh, a long letter. Before she couldn't use her hands enough to write. Brother Egan, I just wanted to write and let you know that I'm out of my chair. My healing didn't come instant like the little girl's. You know, she's in school now, then, you know, way up there. But she said, my husband bought a tape recorder. I didn't have any tapes in those days, you know. But my husband bought a tape recorder, and we couldn't come in the daytime because he worked at night. He'd bring us, and so we got somebody to record those day teachings, you know, on that reel-to-reel tape. And, of course, here, just in the home, nothing else to do, you know. No, I couldn't do housework. And so the lady, I'd have her to put that tape on. I couldn't even turn it over. And I listened and listened and listened and listened and listened and listened. Nothing else to do. Over a period of several years. And she said, you know, my faith began to take hold little by little, just little by little. And, I remember she said to another, I'm so glad. She said, for the first time in all these years, I can get up and get my husband's breakfast, get him off to work. I can sweep the floors. I can make up the beds. Now, I'm not 100% well, but she said, I'm 90%, and I will be. The other 10% is coming. My faith just took hold gradually. I just couldn't believe. I kept saying for years. Now, I know the little girl's healed because she's walking. The braces are off. She's perfectly all right. I know I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, spoke another tongue. I just keep saying, I know, Brother Egan said, it's as easy for you to receive healing, but I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. But she said, but listen to those tapes, see, because she didn't get in on the, in person in the day teaching. Said, I listened to those tapes and said, you know, I changed what I was saying. I started saying, I can believe it. Not only I can, I will. I will believe it. I will believe it. I will believe it. She said, I almost had to talk myself in the notion because it's just all up here in my head, you know. But she said, I kept saying that till it got down in here. Hallelujah. Just wanted you to know, and I'm out of bed doing all my work. Praise the Lord. And you were right. But you see, somewhere or another with her, it took a long time to change her thinking. For her to think in line with God's word, for her to believe in line with God's word. Now, it didn't have to. It wasn't God's fault. Are you listening to me? I'll tell you, if we'd just be humble enough to come up to the Word and said, I may not understand it, I may not see it, but I just acknowledge that it's so and believe it and accept it. It'll make a difference. But as long as you keep saying, I can't believe it, I know it said that, but I can't believe it. I know the Word says that, but I just can't believe it. Well, see, it's not going to work for you. Not going to work for you. Well, hallelujah. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His mercy. Now, in reading the story here that I've just read to you of this man, let's sum it up. Jesus had, what did he say? What did Jesus tell the man? Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, that is to go with him, 19th verse, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them what? What was he supposed to tell his friends? How great things the Lord hath done for thee. Well, in other words, what he need to do, if you're going to tell what great things the Lord has done, they need to know what kind of condition he's in, don't they? Then they know how great it is. If he just said, well, the Lord delivered me, they might have thought he had a sore toe if they didn't know him. Isn't that right? I said, isn't that right? If he had just said, the Lord healed me, they might have thought he just had a headache if they didn't know him. But in telling how great things, do you know he said things? You see, then he told about being bound with chains and fetters. That's one thing. I'd break them asunder. He told about being driven by evil spirits and demons. That's another thing or things. He told about wandering out there in the tombs. That's something else. And then cutting himself with stones. Day and night, crying. And then about Jesus delivering him. Hallelujah. How great things the Lord had done for thee. And hath, or has, the way we talk, has had compassion on thee. It was his compassion that moved him to do the things, the great things for him. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? All right, go tell it. Now then, what happened? 20th verse. And he departed. That is, this man now that's delivered. We call him the maniac of Gadara sometimes. The man with the legion. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. All right, let's sum this up now. After Jesus had compassion on the man in the tomb, so possessed with the devil and had the legion, that he cut himself with stones, he broke the chains with which they often had tried to bind him. Now then, when he was delivered, healed, clothed, had on his clothes now, no longer running around naked, got on his clothes, and in his right mind, he was so glad that he besought Jesus that he might remain with him, that he might go with him. You could understand that, couldn't you? The text said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. All right, now turn back to Matthew, the 15th chapter. I want us to read about the results of one man's testimony. Read about the results of one man's testimony. Turn back to Matthew 15, the 30th through the 31st verse. Let's see the result of this one man's testimony given to advertise the Lord's compassion. Now see, it says here in Matthew 15, 30, and great multitudes came to him. Now I don't know whether you know it or not, but I'll add this. This is in Decapolis. That's where he published that, in Decapolis. Great multitudes in Decapolis. I added those words in Decapolis, they're not in the verse, but this is it. Came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, And he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Now notice, it was not their being sick, as some teach today, but their being healed that caused the great multitudes to glorify the God of Israel. Mr. Bosworth said, let me quote him now, "Oh, how much glory would come to God, as well as blessings to the world, if every minister today would present clearly the Bible promises for healing to the sick, and then as soon as each one was healed, he would in his turn publish the Lord's compassion throughout his Decapolis." Mr. Bosworth went on to say, "In short time, thousands upon thousands everywhere who are now sick would obtain faith in Christ for healing. It would then again be said to the multitudes that they glorified the God of Israel." Bosworth went on to say, "The higher critic and the modernist would soon be unpopular, and the false healing cults would not draw away from the church the multitude that are now being ensnared." And how true that is. Now I want you to notice the text said here about this man that he published. Notice what it said. "And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things the Lord has done for him." Remember Jesus said, "Go tell what great things the Lord has done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." So it's all hooked together. He began to publish, in other words, the Lord's compassion. Well, in those days, about the only way you could publish it would be by mouth. You know, today we can publish it a lot of ways, praise God, by printed page, radio, television. And still, I think word of mouth is the best way to tell it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD series, Knowing God as Your Father. Next is Lynette Hagin's slimline book entitled God's Peace, Experience It All the Time. Last but not least is Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series, It Shall Come to Pass. All these items are for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall
yes.
semester. Wow, it's just, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going
so
by so fast.
Fast. Yeah, and so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.